Growing is an ongoing process. Grounded, you have in the principles that have to be yours and have to be determined by you. Certain principles that govern your life. The mantra should be grounded or rooted. The mantra is a sacred word that should be grounded or rooted. And when that has taken place, when it is both well grounded, deeply rooted, the body, as a result of this, will grow strong. And there's no question that you're with both feet on the ground. When the body is strong, earth is some material that you can put your hands in. You can let the earth dig with your fingers, and you can let it fall through your fingers. That indicates that there is flexibility in the earth. So it is needed if your earth, your body is well toiled, then there is flexibility of body as much as flexibility of mind. Where do we get the flexibility of the body from? Of course, from Hatha Yoga, in the various forms in which they are, which there is an approach. When your body is flexible, the Hatha Yoga teacher all know that the mind is also somewhat flexible. And if the body can be made flexible, sometimes we have to start in the mind, and sometimes we have to start in the body. And principles should be flexible, not rigid. Your principles should grow in a good soil of your earth. The mantra should finally root in the heart. Of course, if we step it down now, we would come to plants or rooted and fruit. But we are mainly concerned about what is rooted in the earth. Your ideals, your concepts. And if there is deeply rooted tradition, what do you think about it? How do you go about it? And your own ideas. But there can also be in the earth, rooted or mixed in what I mentioned before, not just pure growing soil, but maybe also some stones and rocks. And then we talk about fear and ambition. And I'm talking about ambition that is exclusive to the benefit of others. The earth or the world is very centrous. So the universe has also its own centrousness. One of the symbols in the first chakra is the axe, the sword, and the mantra. And we will understand this as an interplay of forces. And maybe that's for now enough for you to write the first paper. So I will just a little bit recapitulate. Muladhara, first chakra. Element, earth. You know the four petals. And then here is this very definite square. And the square is resting on the lotus. The square sits also in a full circle. So there is something to be found that is complete, or all the world has to be completed in the earth. And you have to define now what is your earth. What is rooted in your earth?